how's everybody today?
Just dandy. Is there some reason for all these high spirits?
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah, could it be that you and your cop boyfriend have been spending the day playing mattress rodeo?
Dan, I'm in such a good mood, I refuse to be insulted by the tasteless bilge that comes out of your mouth.
Well, I hope this doesn't keep up. Takes all the fun out of being me.
Collecting for the Salvation Army.
Oh, it would be my pleasure.
And this would be mine.
Relax, Sullivan. It's me. I'm undercover.
You know, Tony, if you were to get a normal job, you wouldn't have to dress like this.
Who says I have to?
Well, in that case, I gotta tell you, you make a pretty bad-looking woman.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Am I going to understand this when I grow up?
That people would stoop low enough to knock over a Salvation Army stand.
Yeah, have you caught those punks yet?
No, but I'm leading my group in donations.
That doesn't surprise me. Tony's good at everything. You wouldn't believe him last night.
Start with the part when you first felt flushed.
He made dinner.
Oh.
He cooked a bouillabaisse.
Let him go, Sullivan. I have some important news to tell you.
What is it?
I got offered a job with the Drug Enforcement Agency.
Tony, that's great.
I've only been waiting 10 years for this. Now, instead of busting some small-time punk, I can finally really make a difference. There's only one downside.
What?
They want me to start tomorrow, and then I have to leave the country for 6 months.
Well, that's definitely a downside.
So what do you think? Should I take it?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I want you to be behind whatever I do.
Well, I want what you want, Tony.
No. I want you to want what I want.
Well, I want to want what you want me to want. I want you to take the job.
Sullivan, you're terrific. I'm gonna go tell them they can count me in.
Okay.
Oh, listen, why don't I come back later, pick you up? We'll go someplace real special.
Great. Any chance you could change your clothes?
Good idea. I'll try something backless.
Request permission to come aboard. I'm Ed Morley, building operation manager. Now that Finsterman and his fellow mutineers have deserted, it's my job to keep this ship running smoothly.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got something to say to you, pal.
Why don't you spare us your witty repartee, Art?
Don't worry, Judge. He's just bitter because he won't be missed once Strike-Con 1's in place.
Strike-Con 1?
Level 1 of Strike Contingency Action, under which I'll be repair and maintenance commander.
In your dreams.
Not so fast, Fensterman. That tool belt is city property.
Hey, come on. This has been at my side for 20 years. It'd be like giving up a wife.
What do you do with that socket wrench?
Come on, let's have it.
You'll pay for this.
You sure you're up to the job, Marley?
Piece of cake, Judge. There's one thing they taught me in the Coast Guard. It's march or die. If you need me, I'll be on the bridge.
Tony, Tony, come sta,
Cristina,
eh?
Va bene, va bene.
Bene, guarda, bello, no?
Christine Sullivan, Santino.
Nice to meet you.
Tony and me, we got an agreement that we can get fresh with each other's girlfriend.
No, we don't.
My mistake. I got a great table waiting for you.
Judge Hopkins!
Yes?
Christine Sullivan! I argued one of my very first cases in front of you. Well, but it was a long time ago, so I'm sure you don't remember.
Wait a minute. Weren't you the one who broke out in the tears when you lost the case, started hyperventilating, had to be dragged out with a bag over your head?
Oh, so you do remember me. Well, it's been a pleasure seeing you again, sir.
This is one of our best tables. And the wine you request.
So, what do you think?
Oh, it's beautiful. Wine, candlelight. You thought of everything, but... Violin music.
So you like it?
It stinks.
It stinks?
How in the hell could you think about going away and leaving me for 6 months? Do you mind?
Not at all.
Wait a minute. I thought you told me before that you wanted me to go.
I did, but I was lying.
What?
Tony, I love you. I don't want you to go.
I already told him I would.
Well, can you just tell him you can't make it?
Sullivan.
6 months is a long time.
Honey, I haven't gotten squat in 6 years. You get used to it.
What?
I wasn't talking to you.
I don't want you to go. I mean, a lot can change in 6 months. You might decide you don't want to come back, or you might meet another woman.
Sullivan, I don't want another woman. Don't worry, I'm coming back.
How can I be sure?
All right, let me see. How can I prove to you I'm coming back? I know. I'll leave you my license like you do at the rec center when you check out a ball. Or I could give you my lucky cleaning receipt.
Tony!
Or I could marry you.
What?
He asked you to marry him.
I told you I'm not taking the barium.
Let me get this straight. You're asking me to marry you.
You love me, don't you?
Why, yes, I do. But you know me, I don't like to rush into things. I won't even open my clothes dryer before the timer stops.
Come on, Sullivan, you can't tell me that you haven't thought about the two of us getting married.
Well, maybe I have a little.
So, Sullivan, what do you say?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. Okay, you'll be back in August. That gives us 6 months to plan. I've always wanted a summer wedding.
Well, actually, I was thinking we could do it tomorrow before I leave.
What? Well, Tony, in the first place, it takes at least a couple of days to get the marriage license.
Not when you know the right people in City Hall. So, here's my plan. We do it before session tomorrow.
You're really serious.
Nothing leaves two hearts wanting like a missed moment when the love is pure.
Okay. I should have known better than to fall for an English major.
Okay, so 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, no. I have to take depositions all day tomorrow.
Okay, how about we do it now?
Yeah, right. Where are we going to find somebody to marry us now, Tony?
Waiter!
Excuse me, Judge Hopkins.
Excuse me, we got a problem here?
Not at all, Santino. I was just going to ask the judge to interrupt this meal and to marry Miss Sullivan and myself.
Don't talk. Of course he's going to do it.
Wait, I haven't had a bite to eat all day.
Amore always come before linguine.
But I don't...
know the words of the ceremony by heart.
You're gonna do fine. The spirit is gonna come over you. And besides, the macaroni's gonna be on the house.
Dearly beloved, friends and guests.
Hold your horse, Judge.
We are gathered here...
Your Honor, your bib.
We are gathered here in front of a bunch of strangers eating dinner, to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Join hands. Do you,
Christine,
take Tony to be your lawfully wedded husband? Do you promise to love, honor, and...
Obey. Don't forget, obey.
Excuse me, nobody says obey anymore. How about ignore? I like cherish.
Will you love, honor, and cherish him in sickness and in health? And all the rest of the time?
I will.
Tony? Same question.
I do.
By the authority of the state of New York, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Buona fortuna! That's a nicer job, Judge. Now get into the kitchen and go to town.
Sorry. All my fault. It'll never happen again.
Christine, you look like something a cat hocked up.
I know, I was up a little late last night.
Oh, yeah? Tony stay for a second cup of coffee?
No. Did you ever have one of those crazy nights where you did something really impulsive?
We are way behind.
Oh, right, sir. This can wait.
Call the first case, Mac.
Yes, sir. People versus Haynes.
Okay, I got married last night.
That's a recess. Sullivan, let's talk in my office.
Okay, I know what you're thinking. How could she do such a thing? But Tony asked me in a restaurant, and there were flowers and violin music and a judge with linguine, and it was just, I don't know, it was so beautiful, I just all of a sudden found myself saying, I do. Well, I admit it was a little sudden.
Well,
come on, guys, I think you'd be at least a little bit happy for me.
Hey, Miss Sullivan, we are happy for you. It's just that we're surprised. This isn't like you.
After all these years, we've become like a family. I always figured when you got married, I'd be there. Get first crack at the bridesmaids.
I'm really sorry to disappoint you guys.
Look, Christine, the bottom line is we want what's best for you. If you really love him...
I do.
Then we're happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
All the best.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Christine. Or should we say Mrs. Giuliano? Okay, let's not.
Oh, I can't believe I did such a stupid thing. I got married in an Italian restaurant. What could be more idiotic?
Well, a chicken and waffle joint comes to mind.
Whatever's wrong, it's not going to help to get hysterical.
Yeah, so what if it was the biggest mistake of your life? Big deal.
Guys?
How that brain of yours doesn't roll out of your ear holes, I'll never know.
Christine, so we got them. Little honeymoon night problems, huh? The Italian stallion couldn't get out of the gate.
Dan, get out of here.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. That came out all wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
No, there's no need to apologize. I know you. You're not going to get this upset unless you have a good reason.
Did you know that Tony's leaving tonight for 6 months to fight drug dealers in South America?
See, that's a real good reason.
Oh, this is all my fault for being such an incurable romantic.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, boy, give me some candlelight and violin music. I've become one of the pod people. Maybe I should just annul the marriage.
You could.
But I love him.
Then don't.
Oh, sure, what do you care? It's not your life.
I seem to be lagging behind a step here.
It's his job.
What about it?
I'm not sure I can be married to a cop. It scares me. Is that so strange?
No, not at all.
What should I do?
Well, if I were you... Miss Sullivan. Christine. I can't tell you that. This is a conversation that you've got to have with your husband.
Husband?
Oh! Okay, okay. Let's just call him the guy you had dinner with last night.
Oh, sorry, sir. I shouldn't be doing this to you.
I can tell you this. The only way you're going to be really happy is if you do what you feel you should do, not what you think you should do. Well, it's not Buddha, but it was the best I could come up with on short notice.
Hey, Judge, they told me... Oh, there you are, Mrs. Giuliano.
Tony, what are you doing here?
Well, I was on my way to file our marriage license, and I thought maybe you wanted to come with me. Oh, she told you the good news, right?
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'll leave you two lovebirds.
I thought he'd never leave. Okay, come here.
Tony, I think we should talk.
What? What's going on?
I think we made a mistake getting married.
A mistake? What are you talking about?
Well, it's just that marriage isn't the kind of decision you should rush into. I mean, I think it's great that you've gotten me to do all these crazy things like running up on the roof and yelling, "Hey, New York, I love this guy."
Yeah, so what's the problem? I mean, you still love this guy, don't you?
Yes, I do. But there is a big difference between loving someone and making a commitment to them for the rest of your life. And I'm just not sure that I have a future with a man who could go off for 6 months to some South American jungle.
You really want me to give up this DEA thing?
It wouldn't make any difference if you did. Tony, you're still a cop. I mean, every time I hear a siren and my stomach tightens, every time I hear a cop's been shot, I'm terrified that it's you.
You want me to quit being a cop?
No, I don't. Yes, I do. I don't know. I'm so confused.
I can't quit. You know what my job means to me. You knew that when you met me.
I know, I know.
Guess it's a good thing I didn't file this yet, huh? Look, I know how I feel, and I know what I want. When you figure out what you want, take this down and file it, or you can throw it in the trash.
The city's janitors joined the other workers who've already agreed to not cross the picket line until the dispute is resolved.
Boy, you think Art can really bring this city to its knees?
Only if he raises both arms at once.
Ahoy there. As you were, men. Well, I just wanted to tell you that we've got that striking scum on the run.
What the hell are you talking about, Marley? Every city worker has a band in the building, and the place is beginning to look like a pigsty.
That's right. They've given me the excuse I've been looking for to upgrade from strike on one to strike on three.
Does strike on three, by any chance, include a new roll of toilet paper in the men's john?
It can. But first, I need someone to be responsible for coordinating operations on this floor.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, if you're looking for somebody who's good at coordinating, I'd say Max, your choice. Harry! Oh, come on, Max. Oh, organization of operations, that's the kind of thing you're so darn good at.
Congratulations, Robinson. Your job is to assign each co-worker to a specific function.
Yeah, whoa, Bozo. I didn't go to law school to wind up being a mop jockey.
Sorry, Fielding. The presiding judge said all personnel are to assist in whatever way necessary to keep these courts functioning.
Sorry, Dan.
That includes you too, Stone.
What?
Well,
Well, I'm going to move on to the 19th deck. Carry on, Robinson.
Well, sir, here's one right down your alley. Janitorial services.
Oh, man.
Oh, but, sir, you're so darn good at that sort of thing.
Hi, Miss Sullivan. You okay?
Yeah, fine.
Christina, you still moping because of Tony? I mean, it's been 3 weeks, girl. The guy's history. You gotta snap out of it.
I know, Roz, I'm trying. But I just got a call from my doctor. I'm gonna be a mother.
What a quack.
Doesn't he know you'd have to get pregnant first?
Things to do today, do them some other time. You're watching a My Time Marathon on TV Land, and you don't have to do anything but stay tuned for more.